There's something so sexy about a woman in a pair of high heels, isn't there? Something so wonderfully erotic in how her long legs taper down into a pair of pointed, spiky heels. The way her feet push up and make her toned legs look even better. You have to admit it, it's a powerful image. To imagine a woman with long, beautiful legs in a pair of black heels with red soles, sitting down in front of you and crossing her legs. Makes you weak at the knees just thinking of it. You can almost imagine yourself staring as she rocks her foot back and forth. Picture it now for me. Picture this stunning woman in your mind. Her long brown hair, bright blue eyes, her black dress and deep cleavage that draw your eyes down. Down to her legs, her sexy, shapely legs that flow into those black high heels of shiny patent leather. The light bounces off them and you lose your train of thought. She rocks her foot back and forth, and you lose focus on anything else. You can't help but stare. Suddenly, in front of this powerful, beautiful woman, you're weak, lost, mindless. You only want to watch her foot rock back and forth. It's hypnotic to see a woman's high-heeled shoe swaying before your eyes. As it moves back and forth in your mind, you start to drift into a trance-like state, a relaxed, mindless state. The shoe slides a little off her foot and your mouth falls a little open. You're almost drooling. She lets it dangle and she keeps rocking it back and forth, you love it. You love nothing more than a beautiful woman in high heels, hypnotizing you with her foot. And she is hypnotizing you. If you could think, you'd know that. But you can't. She's perfect, gorgeous, stunning. Her feet look soft and smooth, and her legs are tanned. And you can't focus on anything but that high-heeled foot as it rocks back and forth. You can't think, you can only watch it. And finally, she speaks. "Kneel," she says. And you feel your knees shudder, your body twitch, as if she was speaking to your very limbs and not you. "Kneel," she repeats. And your knees buckle. Your body loses the ability to stand and you fall down. Down to your knees. Down into a trance. You're staring at her foot in that shoe. Even closer to it now. Even closer to her perfection. Her divine presence. You can almost smell the leather, almost taste it. Were you thinking about tasting her shoe before? You can't remember, but now it seems like a good idea. To kiss it, to lick it, to worship her foot and suck on her heel. You feel your cock twitch at the idea. "Stroke," she tells you, still rocking that foot back and forth. Stroke for me now as you imagine your mouth around the tip of my shoe, cleaning it with your tongue. Stroke for my high heels, rocking back and forth and making you weaker and weaker. Stroke for me on your knees, my new heel slave. As you do it now, you stroke your cock up and down, as she rocks her foot back and forth, her dangling heel turning your mind to mush, making you desperately aroused, completely focused on the idea of worshipping her perfect feet. But you can't. She won't permit it. She just rocks her foot back and forth, and with each movement of her heel, you feel yourself falling deeper, getting harder. You want to come so badly for her heels. You can't help yourself. You are her heel slave. You accept it, heel slave. Sounds right. Sounds good. You think of cleaning her shoes and licking her toes and buying her new heels to wear to stand above you in. Your place is on the floor at her feet, and that feels so good as you stroke yourself to the idea of buying and cleaning and licking shoes, of sucking on heels, of being a heel slave. She looks down at you, her lips curled in a wry smile, and tells you that when her heel falls from her foot, you'll come for her. I'll forever be enthralled to her heels, forever her heel slave. And you wouldn't want it any other way. You stroke faster now. Stroke faster for me, for Mistress Kalia and her perfect feet and heels. Stroke for me, heel slave. And picture yourself on your knees before me, looking at the soles of my shoes, ready, eager to stick out your slave tongue and lick them clean. And now that you know your place, you see the shoes start to slide a little further from her foot. See a little more of her skin, her perfectly smooth skin. She begins to count as you stroke your heel slave cock furiously. 5. You are my heel slave now. All mine. 4. You will come for my sexy shoes and wish you could kiss my feet. 3. You are enslaved by shoes, by heels, by feet, by soles. 2. You need to come for me, for my heels, for my shoes. 1. Her heel drops to the floor and you finally fully accept your place beside it as a heel slave. Come for me, my new heel slave. Come for me and give in to your desire. Give in to your need to serve my feet. Come for me. I know your place is forever beneath me, forever at my feet, forever my heel slave. And now you may simply stay there, on your knees, and slowly awaken at your own pace, in your own time. But you will know that every time you see a woman in heels, you'll want to come and listen to me again. And find yourself becoming a heel slave once more.